All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be something completely new. We have never done or tried doing anything like this before. I also think it's certainly a little bit overdue. This is, I guess, a kind of in-between episode. We just finished up our last season last week. And on the heels of that and the recommendation and suggestion advice from our last guest, Mizbah Haq of the Airborne Mind Show, and a couple of our friends, including Mark Valenti, this will be a solo show. This is not going to be just me speaking, at least not now, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to read, and hopefully you guys enjoy an initial piece that I wrote for Uncharted Performance about a year and a half ago. That kind of set the stage for what we have become and where we came from. When this piece initially went out, it got overwhelmingly positive reviews, to my surprise. It was something that I was very scared to do in terms of releasing and publishing it. To, I guess, the masses or whoever, or one person that might actually read it. And a lot more people did than I ever could have imagined. And again, the responses from friends, coworkers, colleagues, anyone, family was, again, overwhelming and very encouraging. So this is going to be a reading of that post. The reason I am trying to read is I have been told, I guess, I have a good voice for podcasting, so hopefully you guys enjoy this. And this is my first time reading. I am not going to be editing this post, I guess, mortem. And I would love to hear your feedback if you're gonna take the time to listen. And again, thank you for your time for listening. Please hit me up at paulandchartperformance.com and let me know your thoughts, suggestions. Also, you can just DM us at Instagram at Uncharted Performance, and we'd love to hear your thoughts and feedback on how this went, if this is something that we should continue doing, if they want to give it maybe two or three shots and get you guys' feedback to see if we continue. So without further ado, I will try to channel my best inner Dan Carlin for the reading of Walking Dead, Booze, A Babe, and The Barbell. Almost getting shot by my best friend is a fun story to tell, looking back on it now that I'm healthy and sober, but the fact that it happened at all is rather disturbing. The barbell was the furthest thing from my mind. I can't tell you what time it was because I can't remember. But it's more likely because I couldn't see straight. It was definitely late, or rather should I say early in the morning. It was another day of heavy drinking, another Sunday that is, and my friends had wisely called it quits. Me, on the other hand, not so much. I started up a conversation with some other folks at the bar and stayed through closing. But why stop there? There's another place open after hours we can stagger to. And another few hours, another few rounds of drinks, words were exchanged, and my new friends weren't my new friends anymore. It was a surreal walking through the empty streets in the middle of the night, not a soul in sight or sound to be heard. I stumbled to my best friend's door in the middle of the night to be welcomed by, "Dude, I almost shot you." To this day, I'm thankful that he realized it was just me looking for a place to crash and not someone actually trying to rob him. This was me for a few long years, a life of excess, going on 4, sometimes 5-day binges. I was lucky if there was a holiday break. That started on Thursday and went through on to Sunday night. Stumbling through life like a zombie, hungover during the day and going after it again in the evening, often just to get over the hangover. I dragged my friends along, I dragged along random people I didn't know while pretending to be somebody I wasn't. I was emotionally dead. Drinking was the main purpose in life. Financially, this was never the best decision, and I put on a few pounds as well. Booze, late-night cravings, and large brunches don't mix. Don't get me wrong, I was having a great fucking time, but killing myself doing it. There was no sense of moderation. If I had one, then I had to have 5. If it was Thursday, then let's get after it on Friday too. After a while, my body couldn't keep up. Heart palpitations, tingling, and numbness in my chest and hands were a common occurrence. But that's another story. My parents kept telling me to stop, but did I? Obviously not. I was awesome and I knew better. On a rather cool and dreary winter afternoon driving through downtown, I lost feeling in my left arm, and my left chest started cramping up shortly thereafter. As if by some stroke, quote-unquote, pun intended, of serendipity, I was driving right past the hospital. I called my parents and told them that I'd be checking into the ER. After giving the nurses and doctors a rundown of my lifestyle, the battery was on. Several different tests and exams were conducted over the next 12 hours. Conclusion, no heart attack, but you're definitely an idiot. Not the exact medical terms, but the toxicity in my blood was not having the most positive impact on my neurological and cardiovascular system. At that point, you're thinking, now you have to stop. Not so fast. I did stop cold turkey for about 3 months, usually drinking water when I went out, then back at it. Water doesn't have the same invigorating effect of taking down 300 grams of sugar in a shot glass. Felt better, so why not, right? Boozing it up with all the aches and pains that came along with it. And then she came into my life. I'm still here, so clearly redemption is a part of my story. Enter my wife. It was a Sunday, so you know I need to have a few drinks. Also, I heard this girl would be coming over, so I needed to loosen up a little bit before and act cool. Yeah, not so much. She was smoking hot. I remember her bright blue pants. Surprisingly, to this day, I've never forgotten them. I was sure it was my chiseled arms and my quicksilver tank top and the slurred speech that won her over. Fortunately, she was able to look past all of this and give me a shot. I knew that if I had any chance with her, my drinking was going to have to be short-lived. She was never going to go for someone like that. Let me be clear. Every day we are presented with choices. The decisions we make, even the smallest ones, define our future. She made the decision very easy for me. With her support and focus on my health, I began tapering off the drinking, and with that, our relationship blossomed. In a better state physically and mentally, I could get back to seriously pursuing my true passion, fitness. I had always enjoyed working out, but didn't really correlate with my lifestyle. You mean I couldn't get leaner and stronger while drinking all the time? Surprise. With my head clear, I was able to expose myself to the vast field of fitness. I dove into it, learning by listening, watching, reading, and experimenting with different modes and approaches. I do the same to this day. I got back into bodybuilding for a while, which provided me with a strong baseline. I then jumped into some high-intensity interval training and eventually CrossFit for a period of time, as well as trying powerlifting on for size with good results. Olympic weightlifting was up next, as well as an increased focus on mobility. Along with these approaches, I've implemented a focus on diet and nutrition. The common partner through my fit ventures has always been that beautiful and lean piece of metal, the barbell. If you let it, it will take you places, both emotionally and physically, that you've never been before. Uncharted places. Sometimes it will be brutal and painstaking, but afterwards, you will feel amazing. Just like my amazing wife, the barbell doesn't lie to you. It tells you how it is, and then you need to make the right decisions in order to move forward. It is as much mental as physical, if not more. In that way, it isn't much different from any aspect of our daily lives. I now have the energy and focus that I was missing during those years of debauchery. Getting here has not been a straight path, as life often isn't. I hope this story has connected with you, as it serves as a word of caution and offers some prescription to help you get back on track. It doesn't have to be fitness, it could be photography, collecting comic books, bird watching, etc. Whatever topic or place is, I hope you can get there. Action items. What's your vice? How does it impact your life? Emotionally, physically, financially? Be honest with yourself. I wasn't honest and it set me back several years from getting myself on track. Are you able to identify the rationale for your behavior? Don't wait for a catastrophe to change course. Unfortunately, it is human nature to not act before there is a catalyst. Start taking the steps in the right direction. Is the vice preventing you from pursuing something you want to do, business, vacation, or other? Imagine what you could do with the time, money, or whatever. A typical pack of cigarettes costs $6 or $7 or even $8. If you smoke a pack a day, that's roughly $2,000 or more a year. Based on the return you get from cigarettes, I wouldn't call that a wise investment, personally speaking. Define a plan and behaviors that will help you achieve that plan. Quitting cold turkey rarely lasts and is arguably the least effective form of trying to accomplish something. I went from drinking 4 nights a week to 3 nights to 2 over several months. Start pursuing your passion. Again, don't go head over heels. That's rarely sustainable. For example, if you enjoy hiking or want to start rock climbing, start by doing so once a month, then twice a month. Make it realistic and let it grow. Thank you guys for listening. That was the reading of the original Walking Dead, A Booze, A Babe, and A Barbell. I think, yeah, year and a half, about 2 years ago, that's kind of what launched Uncharted Performance. And we've been looking ahead slowly and surely ever since. So again, if you guys have feedback, please, please don't hesitate to hit us up at Pyle or hit me up at pyle@unchartedperformance.com. And with that, we will be back to our regularly scheduled podcast episodes. Not next week, but following week. And we hope to have another surprise for you in a week or so. So guys, thank you again. As always, we would not be here without you, the listeners, the audience, the UP Nation. Take care, guys. Until next time. Bye.